Hallelujah. We are the many sons.
Amen.
Praise you, Father.
Amen.
She's so happy you're a son of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's our Father.
Hallelujah.
Well, we've got a bunch of guests here today. Hallelujah.
From
Berkeley.
Amen.
We want you all to stand up so we can all see who came from Berkeley.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For blending.
Amen.
Blending, blending, hallelujah.
Amen.
God has blended the body.
Amen.
So what we're doing, we're just enjoying it.
Amen.
Enjoying what God has done.
Amen.
Well, we're going to dismiss for the languages, and everybody can have their own sharing in different languages. And in all the sharing today, we're going to have, feel free to share from the blending conference. We all went Southern California blending last weekend. Everybody that went, feel free to share anything you enjoyed from that. And we're going to also have the prophesying. Oscar's going to share, do the opening in here. And the other languages, feel free for that. And then we also want to give time for the young people that also went to a conference last weekend, right? We want to hear from them, too.
Amen.
I forgot, we're going to, everybody going to share that?
No, everybody.
Do it in the languages.
Right.
Anything else?
Yo, we're supposed to do high schoolers all together.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do high school.
High school, we're going to have high schoolers share before we broke it up.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking. So maybe all those who went to the high school conferences, the brothers and sisters, maybe you all can stand up, and those who feel, maybe you all can share something with us in those conferences. So all the brothers and sisters who are at the high school conference, you all can stand up and maybe give us a three loud hallelujahs. How about that?
Hallelujah!
I think Luis and Jorge can stand up too, right?
Yeah.
Amen. So everyone who has it, we can read the title. So the high school conference is on the secret of the reigning life of Joseph, part two. So this covers in Genesis, this covers when Joseph has his dreams about being a standing sheaf and having everyone bow down to him, to the end of when his family comes to Egypt for food. And it just covers his whole life, or I guess that part of his life. And it shows how Joseph was put in this difficult situation, but it was for God's will, right? First he received this dream, and this was like a vision from the Lord, right? And this actually really changed his life. Like his relationship with his brothers was already sour, but after this dream, you know, they became infuriated with him, right? This dream was, he was like a sheaf of wheat and the rest of his family was bowing down to him. And this was really just seeing how the Lord can reign through Joseph. But he couldn't reign through Joseph in the state he was at that time. Right? He had to go through all of these trials in order to be perfected by the Lord and to be matured by the Lord. And you can see this when Joseph's family comes to Egypt after Joseph has received, you know, like Egypt as his rule. How mature he was in dealing with his brothers, right? He didn't just say, "I told you my dream was going to happen," right? Or he didn't condemn them, but you know, he kept himself veiled, and he secretly tried to get them to realize it was him. So this is, you know, it just shows how wise he was, right? And this is really only possible through the Lord's dealing with him.
Amen.
Amen.
Try to be loud enough for everybody to hear.
One of the points I enjoyed was this matter of Joseph revealing himself to his brothers. His brothers were very, very occupied by, you know, the money and the donkeys. Joseph had recently put back some of the money that the brothers paid him, and they were very scared that Joseph was going to punish them. Mm. You know, but. This is the way the Lord deals with us, because there's all these veils, all the donkey and money, that's our worldly possession, that's Yeah. It's whatever we have in our life that avails us from the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, so wow. I just enjoy that. You know, the Lord and Joseph, he just really hints. He's very subtle with his hints to his brothers. He's secretly planning, you know, and, you know, sitting at the different tables. There's the Egyptian table and then there's the Hebrews table. And Joseph sat at the Hebrew table, showing that he was with his brothers. And then this matter of feeding them, you know, he fed his brother, his youngest brother, Benjamin. And, you know, his brothers were jealous, but then, you know, the Joseph just began to unveil his face, you know, giving him hints, how the Lord works with us. You know, there's situations in our lives that we can turn to the Lord, but, you know, we're just we're occupied by our worldly possessions, you know, occupied by our mind. You know, but the Lord slowly just works in our dungeon. You know, we just continue to come to Him, and the Lord continues to unveil His face.
Amen.
You know, if the brothers just looked at Joseph, just looked at his face, they would have noticed. But they were just looking at their donkeys, their money. But, you know, we need to look at the Lord's face.
Amen.
Have a full turn towards us.
Amen.
Amen.
I enjoy the part where when Joseph was falsely accused and he was put into prison, he was asking himself why he was put into prison for so many years, and then he realized that was the Lord's doing. And we need to realize that no matter what situation we are, bad or good, it is the Lord's doing.
Amen.
Amen.
I enjoy the point that we need to speak what we see.
Amen.
Joseph spoke his dream with boldness.
Right. Amen.
And then we also need to speak to our friends with boldness.
Amen.
What I really enjoyed was whether it was like the college conference and the high school conference, we really saw like this idea of restriction. And so in the college conference, they said that in order to get the kingdom, you need to be restricted. And you practice this exercise. And also in the high school conference, you saw that Joseph didn't act according to, you know, this is the way that you naturally feel like you would react. Like, I know if I had brothers like that, like the first thing I would say is like, see, I told you, like, everything that I said would happen, but he really did not have like a single ounce of himself when he acted to his brothers, and when he did, everything he did was for God, and he really had this purpose for his brothers, so that his brothers could have the same Christ that he experienced through all those years of suffering as a child. So, yeah, I really just enjoyed that, you know, I think that was like this one line in the outline that strength isn't doing what you can do, it's stopping yourself from doing what you have the ability to do.
Yeah.
And so that really impressed me.
Yeah.
Getting easier, it's getting harder, and the suffering
It's something that is really good because we can cry. We can call the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Like with this heart.
Amen.
The only way to do that is when we are coming in a hard situation, when we are suffering.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose.
Amen.
The brother shared with us that there are, like, we need to turn our hearts to the Lord, and he told us 7 ways. The first way is walk according to the Spirit.
Amen.
We need to set our hearts to the Spirit.
Amen.
Put any bad practices to death.
Amen.
And we need to be led by the Spirit.
Amen.
We need to cry out to God.
Amen.
And you also mentioned that we also need to grow to God.
Amen.
So,
amen.
We also need to love the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I've been enjoying the songs for the last 7 weeks.
Wow.
And I still don't get tired of it.
Amen.
This is a wonderful song.
Amen.
It shows us who our Lord is.
Amen.
He's our divine high priest.
Amen.
So the last couple of weeks we've been going over the vision, the experience of Christ in His resurrection and ascension.
Amen.
And this week we're covering week 5, which is the vision of Christ in ascension, but as a divine high priest.
Amen.
What is our divine high priest doing?
Mm.
You know, he's interceding for us.
Amen.
You know, I like this word of intercession.
Yeah.
You know, do you guys know what intercession is? I'm going to tell you. Intercession is approaching of God in a personal and confiding manner.
Yeah.
It says intervening and interfering. He goes before God in others' affairs for their benefit.
Amen.
You know, this is what the Lord Jesus is doing.
Amen.
This is what a high priest is doing now.
Amen.
But I'm hoping that you guys have your Bibles ready, because we're going to turn to a couple of verses in the Bible. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 7. We're going to touch about 6 verses, starting with maybe 7:16. We could do that all together, and then we could do 7:22 to 26. Alternating and all together on 26. Do we have it? The first one all together. 7:16 together. It will be Hebrews 7, chapter 7.
Who appointed God according to the law?
How about sisters on 22, then brothers, and all together on 26.
But so much Jesus has also become the surety of a better covenant.
Amen. And they are appointed priests, many in number, because death prevents them from continuing.
Sisters on 24, and then brothers on 25, and all together on 26. Our high priest. How about Ryan? You come up and you kind of just be with us, and we'll echo you on verse 25. So you just help us see this marvelous high priest.
Amen.
I like this. The word says he's interceding for us.
Amen.
So how about you come up and you help us, you know, enter into this vision.
Amen.
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 Verse 25.
We'll echo Ryan.
Hence also he is able.
He is able.
He is able.
He is able.
To save to the uttermost.
To save to the uttermost.
Our Lord is able to save to the uttermost.
Our Lord is able to save.
to God through Him.
Come glory to God through Him.
Through Him.
Through Him.
Christ.
Christ.
He lives always.
Highlight a couple of words that I enjoy from this section, and then maybe you could all just after enter in and share, you know, respond to the Lord.
Amen.
I like this in 7:16, he says that he was appointed.
Amen.
Not by law, but by the indestructible life. So our Lord is full with this life. This life that was passed to death in Hades. You know, so this is a tested life. It's by this kind of life our Lord was appointed high priest.
Amen.
This is marvelous.
Amen.
And then on verse 22, he says that Jesus had also become the surety of a better covenant. I appreciate this word surety, which means guaranteed.
Mm.
I mean that we are guaranteed. Guaranteed to what? To be saved to the uttermost.
Amen.
You know, but also, this word also means, comes from the same root of as a pledge. You know, he's not only a guarantee, but he's also our pledge.
Amen.
You know, like the song says, he's pledged to save us.
Amen.
Oh, this is marvelous.
Amen.
You know, and then, on verse 24, he says, he lives forever, right? He abides forever. His priesthood is unalterable. You know, in the Old Testament, many priests will rise up and then their priesthood will stop because they will pass away. You know, they will die. But our Lord, He lives forever.
Amen.
So His priesthood changes never.
Amen.
This is the kind of, you know, so because He never changes,
yeah,
and you know, He's living forever,
right.
He's able to just carry us through.
Yes.
He's able to fulfill every aspect that He has promised.
Amen.
This is marvelous.
Amen.
Also, and also in 25, this word able. You know, I looked up this word able just to see what he meant. And I got a couple of definitions for you. And it says, having the necessary or means or skills or authority to do something.
Yeah.
Have the skills and qualifications to do something well.
Yeah.
This is who the Lord is, right?
Yeah.
He has the authority.
Amen.
To do something. What is he doing? He's saving us to the uttermost.
Yeah.
And he does it well.
Yeah.
This is marvelous.
Yeah.
Okay, and also he says, it's to save to the uttermost. You know, what is to be saved to the uttermost? You know? It's not, you know, it's not a halfway salvation.
Yeah.
But we're being saved completely, entirely. You know? But oh, I like this. It says, to be saved to the uttermost is to be brought into Christ's perfection.
Amen.
So day by day, the Lord is interceding for us, intervening for us, so that we will be brought into Christ's perfection.
Amen.
This is the kind of priesthood He has.
Amen.
You know, so I appreciated this, but there's two things that we need to do. You know, in the reading, it says there were two words. One, willing. We need to be willing.
Amen.
He's able to save those who come forward.
Amen.
That means those who implies that we have to be willing to go.
Amen.
Willing to go before the Lord.
Amen.
Also, we need to be open.
Amen.
You know, so willing and open.
Amen.
You know, otherwise, He's not able to do this.
Sure.
But there's a prayer on page 87 on the bottom of the paragraph. I wonder if we could all read it together. It's on a matter of being open.
Week 5, day 4.
Right. It says, I am open to you.
Amen.
How about together if you have it? If you ever see it, we can read it together.
Amen. I am open to you. You are rich. I need you. I want to stay open to you all the time.
Amen. You know, this is the Lord's desire. That will be open to Him all the time.
Amen.
You know, as we're open to Him, we're actually able to see what He's doing in the heavenlies. You know, that He's transmitting, His life is operating,
right,
and He's bringing us step by step until we're the same as He is.
Amen.
So, but we need to stay open.
Amen.
You know, and as we enter into this divine scene, there's something that arises within us,
yeah.
And there is a response. You know, that also we need to be those that respond to what is happening in heaven, and we respond. So this is what the Lord desires. But I won't touch on the response. This is where you come in. You know, we all, I'm sure many of you have gotten into this, and you have a portion, and you have been getting into something else. You know, this is the opportunity for you to respond.
Amen.
We enter into this divine priesthood, into the Lord. We are joined. We can join with Him.
Amen.
Into this divine priesthood.
Amen.
So, let us respond.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We can respond by setting our mind on the things that are in heaven, right?
Amen.
And we need to forget the insignificant matters, right? This week talked a lot about not just forgiving those, but forgetting the offenses of others, right? And as I tried to set my mind on the things that are in heaven this week, practice doing these. We have to practice doing this. I find out there's a lot of offenses in there I like to remember and kind of play with and say, whoa, I was really offended in this matter. But these are the things that we need to forget.
Amen.
We need to forget these things and set our mind on the one who has risen above.
Amen.
He's the one who can save us to the uttermost, right?
Amen.
There's a lot of work going on up there. This one has been working for 2,000 years to build the habitation for God, right? And it's still not completed yet. Why? Because there's not the response within us to partake in the heavenly ministry, right?
Amen.
To be saved to the uttermost.
Amen.
We need to be saved to the uttermost, which equals our glorification, by forgetting insignificant matters.
Amen.
Setting our mind on the one who sits at the right hand of God.
Amen.
The one who's able. I enjoyed that definition. The one who's able to save us to the uttermost, right?
Amen.
This is the one who we want to consider, remember, and think of all the time. Amen.
Amen.
So, we have we only have day one now, but this morning the three of us were creating. And I really appreciated Hebrews 7:16. And it says, who has been appointed not according to the law of fleshly commandments,
yeah,
but according to the power of an indestructible life.
Hey. Yeah.
That's a big word to use,
yeah.
Indestructible.
Yeah.
But I think what I really appreciated is that law is in opposition to life.
Yeah.
And because Christ, our high priest, was appointed not through law but through life,
amen.
The way He deals with us is not through law but through life.
Amen.
And that's great.
Yeah.
I'd much rather be dealt with through life than through law.
Amen.
The other thing that I appreciated is that, and I just want to read it out from here, we must be reminded all the time that Christ accomplishes God's organic salvation not by Himself as Christ in the flesh, but by Himself as a life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that we have Christ as a life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
Saving us day by day.
Amen.
Amen. Where is Christ today? Christ today is in our spirit.
Amen.
And it's also exalted at the right hand of God.
Yeah.
So there's kind of two terminals, right? There's a terminal in the heaven. Between these two ends, heaven and our spirit, there is a traffic on the heavenly ladder.
Amen.
Because this priesthood is continually flowing from the throne into our spirit.
Amen.
And then later it says that to be saved to the uttermost is to be saturated with the priesthood.
Amen.
Eventually, what is it to be saved to the uttermost? The Lord, He saves us to become exactly the same as Him.
Yeah.
He's in ascension. He's in a position far above. He's far above all earthly things under His feet. So to be saved to the uttermost is just to get saved into Him.
Amen.
His position, His life, His living, and His feeling, His heart, everything is reproduced in us by a transmission.
Amen.
So we enjoy this transmission of the ascended Christ. Our heart is getting worked on.
Amen.
Our heart is becoming a duplication of His life.
Amen.
Our heart is getting filled with a longing to cooperate with Him in His heavenly ministry.
Amen.
Our heart is becoming the same as His heart.
Amen.
And there's a longing being produced in us to cooperate with the priest and ascension.
Amen.
So I really appreciate that this work on us as a high priest has a huge impact on our heart. I really appreciate that this transmission makes us happy.
Amen.
So we may be
Amen.
Amen. We're not so happy. We're not so happy, but what this transition does is it makes us happy.
Amen.
And in this joyful situation, we co-labor
with the Lord. The Lord is not only in glory, he's in joy. The Lord is anointed with the oil of exalted joy. He can carry out his preaching very joyfully. So every morning it's very hard to carry out this kind of preaching. But when we're under this transmission, it saves us into joy. It's a joyful situation. We're enabled and empowered by this dynamic salvation to come later with this priest and to enter into his heart. And just open up to the flow. Let that transmission transmit the priest into our being. And let it flow out in prayer. And that's the grace of the Lord. So this is a great joy. Yeah. This is wonderful. Yeah. So praise the Lord. This priest is transmitted for
you. Amen.
Like Brother Mark said, there's a lot going on in the heaven.
Yeah.
There's a lot being transmitted to the earth.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
In my natural man, if you're not set your mind in the spirit, you're set your mind in the flesh. So
yeah.
I kind of asked the Lord, give me a word. So here's what I got a word, which I think you're going to enjoy. This is Hebrews 7:22. It says, by so much, Jesus has also become the surety of a better covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And the word surety at my work, I just happen to be working this case. At my work, and the issue has to do with a guarantor. It's an issue. So, a surety is like a guarantor.
Right.
Like, let's say, for example, Gino takes on a loan at the bank, and the bank might think, well, we don't know if he's going to pay us off or not. And so what we want is a guarantor. We want somebody who has a lot of money, so just in case Gino doesn't pay it off. This guarantor comes in, and he makes the sure payment.
Amen.
And so I realize that actually the Lord is our surety.
Amen.
He's our guarantor.
Amen.
So, as a Christian life, you try to live a Christian life, you have your ups and downs and ups and downs. But like when you're down and you realize, man, I just can't make it.
Yeah.
Right. The Lord, he's our surety.
Amen.
He's our guarantor.
Amen.
He's the one that's going to fulfill that he leads us as many sons of the Lord.
Yes.
He's the one, like in verse 25 says, he is able to save to the uttermost. Those who come forward to God. So I enjoy because he's our surety. He's our guarantor.
Amen.
We might fall. We might get flat or whatever happens. But because he's a surety, he's the one that's still working in us.
Amen.
He's operating us to lead us to many sons of the Lord.
Amen.
I enjoyed the same point. In the outline it says, our divine high priest intercedes for us constantly, knowing how easy it is for us to fall. And once we have fallen, to remain in our fallen state. Eventually, his intercession will overcome, subdue, and save us. And I think that sort of goes along with 7:25, because it says, hence he is able to save to the uttermost those who come forward to God through him.
Amen.
So what happens though if we don't come forward? Well, there's another, the verse doesn't end there. It says, since he lives always to intercede for us.
Amen.
So even if we're not coming forward, he's still interceding for us.
Amen.
In the ministry this week it says, he will save us to the uttermost. It's not, there's no pause there. So the reason he will save us is because in the little bit down here it says, eventually we will be completely subdued and saved by his intercession.
Amen.
Although we may forget that we have been called up, we have called upon his name, he will never forget us.
Amen.
He is interceding for us and he will save us to the uttermost.
Amen.
Oh.
Kenny,
Kenny's got something.
Yeah. Enjoy, for the brother that mentioned. Amen. Praise the Lord that he is our great intercessor.
Amen.
He is our divine high priest.
Amen.
Amen. Because he's not only without sin, he also absolutely no death. He has that indestructible life.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Why he abides forever.
Amen.
He can save us to the uttermost.
Amen.
Not only that, he is above us, he passed through heaven. He's higher than the heavens.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord that we have such a high priest that we can come to him. Amen. That he can save us to the animals.
Amen.
Amen. So when he's in the heavens, he's not doing anything. He's just doing things. Doing things for us.
Amen.
He says, I already come to salvation ready for you. In the cross, the crucifixion, resurrection, ascension. That's it. No. He is still doing things for us.
Amen.
He is taking care of us by interceding for us.
Amen.
Bring us to God.
Amen.
Bring us to God that we can be saved to the uttermost, that we will be brought into God's eternal purpose.
Amen.
Then you've got something.
And praise the Lord for the church life.
Amen.
And as I sat there, the Spirit kind of took over, and I penned these words, if you'll excuse me for having to go to a low vision thing. Let me share this with you. Amen. I penned these words as I thought about it. It's called, Lord, slow me down. Lord, slow me down. This world is just too fast. It takes me through the rapids of the past, when I didn't know you as I do this day. Lord, slow me down.
Amen.
Your mystery is so great, and I know not how to solve it, but I know it's getting late. This world is but a pinpoint in your universe of love, and my mind is on you often as the wing is on the dove.
Amen.
Attached to you forever, though I'm least of all the saints, I know. And if my spirit listens, I might stay in the flow. Amen. Lord, slow me down.
Amen.
I mean it. At least that is my goal.
Amen.
And I'll be yours forever in spirit and in soul.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, slow me down.
Amen.
Make me know that you are somehow not just of tomorrow or yesterday, but the God of life for now.
Amen.
And I sat there, and I know that I turned to the Lord even without knowing. I did that once when I was baptized, when I got out. I don't even remember reading it in the Bible, but they asked me if I had anything to say, and I said, yes, he must increase and I must decrease. This is the way this hit me. I sat there and I thought about what all you young people are exposed to today and the pressures that you're in and you're going through, and the only answer of it is to stay with the Lord.
Amen.
And I just have to praise Him, and I would like for us to not loudly but softly go through the singing of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's something about that name. I know a lot of you know it. Let's sing that now.
Amen.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Where are you?
I don't know
if we know it.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's something about that name.
Amen.
Master, Savior, Jesus, like a rainbow after the rain. Oh, Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms may all pass away, but there's just something about that name.
Amen.
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 He's the one interceding for you. He's the one living.
identify the essence and the nature of the Lord's recovery. Sometimes we're new or we're old in the church and we need a reminder. We're new, we need to be taught. And then sometimes our relatives ask, what are you doing? Where are you?
Yeah.
Sometimes we visit another church and we're wondering, you know, what's the difference, right?
Yeah.
So I was really touched that the nature of the Lord's recovery is not practice.
Amen.
It's not a name.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The ground of the church is the ground of oneness.
Amen.
And the mission. The church is an organic body of Christ.
Yeah.
It's not an organization.
Yeah.
But you see, look, aren't you organized? But if the body is healthy, the body is orderly.
Yeah.
We all enjoy part of the nature of the Lord's recovery is an all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
Christ is everything to us.
Amen.
We want to enjoy Christ as everything to us.
Amen.
Also, we want to know the Lord as a life-giving and compound spirit.
Amen.
And the divine life in Christ.
Amen.
And also, we don't want to be in falsehood, but you can tell your relatives we're in the truth.
Amen.
Is the Bible.
Yes.
It's the Holy
right.
Word.
Right.
It's a divine revelation of the Holy Word.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Oh, Christ is everything to us.
Amen.
It really stirred up my spirit when one shared in the book of Colossians. I've been enjoying Colossians with a brother. And, you know, Colossians is a book where it unveils so much about Christ.
Right.
And reveals a marvelous Christ. Christ is the head of the body.
But in
Colossae, there was problems with culture, philosophy, religion, and isms. So Paul, at one point in chapter 2, he says, let no one defraud you of your pride.
Amen.
Christ is our pride.
Amen.
And so then he goes on, he opens a few practical ways for us to enjoy our pride.
Yeah.
One is to enjoy Christ as the body of all the shadows.
Yeah.
And I've been enjoying that in my daily life quite a bit. But I appreciate what came out in this speaking this week. The other one is chapter 3, verse 1. If therefore you are raised together with Christ, seek the things.
Amen.
You know, I just appreciate what is above. What is above is Christ. And that verse says he's sitting at the right hand of God.
Amen.
What is he doing?
Yeah.
He's transmitting.
Amen.
He's interceding.
Amen.
To God for our behalf.
Amen.
So I just appreciate that we want to mirror, you know, talk about like the brother shared. We want to mirror. We want to reflect what's happening in the heavens.
Amen.
In other words, we would seek to the point that we would be a reflection of what's happening in the heavens.
Amen.
And even eventually, our life would be hidden with Christ in God.
Amen.
And correctly, in some of our Bible studies, we've been going over 1 Corinthians. And I've been really enjoying 14:26.
Amen.
That whenever you come together, each one has.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's not that you don't have to be eloquent and you don't have to have a huge portion and be able to speak for 10 minutes, but each one has.
Amen.
Even if you have a small portion, you can speak it.
Amen.
Amen. So I also wanted to share from the Bible study of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. So one of the matters that we were going over is that a huge problem in the church of Corinth is that some of the believers were saying, like, oh, we believe in life, but we don't believe in the resurrection.
Oh,
and so in verse 19, Paul's saying, if we have only hoped in Christ in this life, we as all men are most pitiable.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, it really doesn't hold water. You can't say, like, I love the Lord, I believe in Christ. I just don't believe that he was
right.
Because it goes on to say, and after that, you know, Paul's declaring to them, but now hath Christ been raised from the dead, the first fruits of them that are asleep.
Amen.
For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead.
Amen.
In Adam we all die, so also in Christ we all shall be made alive.
Amen.
Amen, that we know that our God is alive.
Amen.
We are alive through him.
Amen.
How blessed are we that our Savior lives in us.
Amen.
Amen. Able to intercede for us.
Amen.
So the students at Berkeley over the spring break have all been reading this wonderful book, The Meaning and Purpose of Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So in the first chapter, it tells us that the best prayer is a type. right? When we come to God just as we are.
Amen.
And for us to pretend that we're better than we are in our situation. And God doesn't even want us to pretend. And went over this wonderful example in Luke chapter 15. The younger son has squandered all his estate by living dissolutely and spending all he had.
Yeah.
But when he came to the Father, he came just as he was.
Yeah.
There was no need for him to better his situation. He realized that the only one who could take him out of his situation was his Father.
Amen.
So in the same way, we have to realize that the only one who can take us out of our situation is Christ himself.
Amen.
He is the only one who is able to intercede for us.
Amen.
The only one who is qualified to save us.
Amen.
So when we come with this type of prayer, just as we are, this is the highest type of prayer.
Amen.
This prayer allows God to speak through us, to speak within us, even express himself through us.
Amen.
And when we pray in this way, we can absorb him, be mingled with him, and express him.
Amen.
So we can come to God just as we are.
Amen.
We enjoy the same point in this chapter, that actually the more we are closer to our true condition, the better. Even if we are down, weak, or confused, we can still come to God. A lot of the times I feel like I need to have the words or the strength to pray when I come forward to God. But actually I appreciate that Brother Lee thinks out that if we don't have the word, well, the Lord is the word.
Amen.
We don't have the strength, he is our strength.
Amen.
If we come to God, we don't need to have the word to speak, but because he is the Spirit, we can just open our whole being to him.
Amen.
Our heart and his face, our lovely Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord that he has brought me through the whole Old Testament.
Amen.
Finally finished 75% of the Bible. I finished the whole entire Bible. I already read the New Testament. But praise the Lord, I can testify the Bible is the Word of God.
Amen.
It testifies concerning the Jesus Christ,
Amen.
The coming of Messiah, and the building of God's house.
Amen.
I've really been enjoying the Minor Prophets. In this past couple of weeks, I've been reading Minor Prophets. And it's just entirety of the Minor Prophets is the restoration of the children of Israel back to the good land, building up God's temple.
Amen.
You know, although God was chastising the children of Israel, which represents us, no, he was always loving and caring for the children of Israel.
Right.
So in the same way, although we may be going through certain situations today, even dark situations, in those situations, God is chastising us, disciplining us.
Amen.
But at the same time, he's loving us and caring for us.
Amen.
So we will be brought back to God into this good land, right? Into Canaan,
you
know, where the riches are flowing, right?
Amen.
And so that God can have his dwelling place here on this earth.
Amen.
I've just been appreciating God, although I didn't understand everything that was written, you know. But God, I feel like he was writing his word on my heart.
Amen.
So every day we need to get into the word of God.
Amen.
The word of God may be inscribed in our hearts.
Amen.
And that we will love him.
Amen.
That we will love and seize every opportunity we can to praise him. That we may be one with him.
Amen.
So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Set your mind on the things which are above.
Amen.
Not on the things on the earth. Spoke to me this week from the morning Bible portion that setting our mind on things above, I used to think was something just thinking about some divine things, heavenly things, kind of up in the clouds, so it's kind of in a general way. But the Lord brought out that setting your mind on the things above is to be corresponding with Christ's heavenly ministry in the heavens, caring for the churches. And responding to that on this earth, and actually very actively in our prayer.
Yeah.
That really touched me that we need to be occupied with a heavenly enterprise.
Amen.
We need to be occupied with a heavenly enterprise.
Amen.
All of them. Anyway, it's so sweet. I have all these points that's just jumbled up in my head right now. But praise the Lord that we can be joined to Christ in the heavens.
Amen.
In his heavenly ministry.
Amen.
Aspire for on this earth, I find my heart aspiring for different things here and there, but really, the brother brought out that we should aspire to be fully occupied with this heavenly enterprise.
Amen.
So I heard this like stuck out of my heart. Enterprise, we're part of a heavenly company. There's so much for him to pray for to take care of on this earth. And what are we here for? We're here to be a reflection of what he's doing. We're here to be corresponding. And when we come in prayer, not to bring trivial things, but to pray for what he's praying for. We're talking to
God.
Anyways, amen.
Amen.
Even when I was depressed and I was bummed and I was complaining, Christ was interceding.
Amen.
I took a little turn and got connected again.
Amen.
He's able to save us to the uttermost.
Amen.
Those who what? Come forward.
Amen.
That coming forward is so instant.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Even right now,
Amen.
If you're not connected, let's call right now.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Especially in this moment, in the meetings especially, right? But in all of our daily lives, we need to just stay connected. Connected to the heavenly Christ who is interceding for us. For what? To carry out His purpose.
Amen.
You know, when I was young and I got saved, I started reading the New Testament. I used to think, wow, it must have been, oh, I wish I could have been there with those disciples, you know? But you know what? It's even more exciting today, brothers.
Amen.
Because Christ is still alive,
right.
He's still flowing,
Amen.
And He's carrying out His eternal purpose.
Amen.
We're the continuation of that book of Acts.
Amen.
What is it? The propagation of this resurrected Christ.
Amen.
It was in the ascension. And He's carrying it out, what? Through we are the disciples.
Amen.
By the Spirit. For what? For the producing of the churches.
Amen.
The kingdom of God.
Amen.
No small thing. So don't complain. Forget about complaining. You know, the complaining is just like the gophers. The gopher's job is to, you know, we're not rodents, saints. You know? The rodents just get under there and they eat the roots. Sometimes when I complain about something, then I go away from after I complain, I think, oh no. I just feel like I was just like a rodent eating the roots, right? Complaining about Brother Jared over here. Don't be, we're not rodents.
Amen.
Don't complain. Hallelujah. Learn to praise.
Amen.
Learn to build one another up.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the church life that's connected to the heaven.
Amen.
Any last minute ones?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, we are ambassadors.
Amen.
Oh, ambassadors of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I was so touched by David because as all the sharing went, we have to set our minds on the things that are above.
Amen.
Oh Lord.
Amen.
During our times of prayer, we have to become a reflection of Christ's ministry in heaven.
Amen.
What does that mean? That means in our prayer, we don't bring all insignificant things to the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, all these things that drag us down and are part of our sometimes mundane routine, we don't need to share them. What we need to share is we need to share the consciousness that He has, that He wants to instill in us and to grow in us, so that we become a reflection of the ministry of the Lord, which is in the church like today.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We want to be Your heavenly ambassador on the earth.
Amen.
Oh, this is the extension of Your kingdom.
Amen.
Lord, when we pray, we become an ambassador of the heavenly kingdom on earth in a practical way.
Amen.
Lord, continue to teach me this.
Amen.
Oh, I want to be a co-ambassador.
Amen.
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 saying to us, for leading through this. Oh Lord,
Amen.
Thank you, the uttermost in Christ, perfection. I was really enjoying that it's so simple, because it's all transmitted by this life-giving spirit in our spirit. What Brody shared earlier, when we're open, we stay connected, and we have this infusion, this transmission with it.
Amen.
And this is how we afford Him a way in us, so we see those interceding with His intercession.
Amen.
Lord,
Amen.
Only be those who are not nameless.
Amen.
Those who are filled with Your transmission.
Amen.
In our hearts.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord, we're part of this enterprise.
Amen.
He's our surety.
Amen.
I just enjoyed that. He is our surety.
Amen.
Not even the other word you use for us. And He intercedes for us.
Amen.
He just doesn't intercede for the poor sinners to be justified, but for the believers to be glorified.
Amen.
And another thing I enjoyed is sooner or later His intercession will overcome, subdue, and save us.
Amen.
And we will be completely subdued and saved by His intercession.
Amen.
Although we may forget that we have called upon His name, He will never forget it.
Amen.
He forgets our sins,
Amen.
He forgives and forgets, but He never forgets when we call on His name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, He's interceding for us.
Amen.
He will save us to the uttermost.
Amen.
Come forward now to God through the nation, and to destruction.
The Lord in the heavens is very busy.
Right?
He's busy today. On the one hand, as our high priest, He took care of all of our sins.
Amen.
So if we're feeling very low, like the prodigal son, just come as you are.
Amen.
And then also, He's like our Melchizedek, who is the high priest who ministered the bread and the wine.
Amen.
So as the kingly high priest, He is giving us this life supply, right?
Right.
Like Craig was sharing, He is now transmitting.
Amen.
There's these two terminals. There's a terminal of Christ in the heaven.
Mm.
There's a terminal of Christ in our spirit.
Amen.
And a heavenly ladder, He is ministering the life supply into us.
Amen.
But like Hebrews 7:25 says, and I like how Phil connected this with Colossians 3, when we seek the things which are above, we find out that there is one who is interceding for us.
Amen.
He always lives.
Amen.
Right? Sister said He always lives.
Amen.
And what is He doing? He's living to intercede.
Amen.
So I just appreciated seeing that our Christ, He is taking care of our sins. He is ministering us the life supply, and He is bringing us into His enterprise.
Amen.
Our God is not without purpose, right?
Amen.
Our Lord did not die without purpose. He is not on the throne without purpose, but He is administrating everything.
Amen.
He can transmit Himself into us.
Amen.
To make us His body, to spread Himself over this whole entire earth.
Amen.
But He needs our cooperation.
Amen.
He needs a reflection on the earth.
Yeah.
And I'm just enjoying that little word. He is saving us to the uttermost.
Yeah.
He's saving us to the uttermost. He's not just saving us from our sins.
Right.
He's not just giving us a life supply. But He's making us like Him.
Yeah.
He is enabling us to reflect Him.
Yeah.
Just think about that for a second. We can reflect our wonderful Christ.
Yeah.
Not only can we forget about all of our sins, all of our shortcomings, all the ones that have offended us, but we can be brought into His feelings.
Right?
No longer will we be a gopher to Jared, right? But even we'll realize Jared needs a life supply.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Right?
Amen.
So just appreciate what a high priest we have.
Right?
He is saving us to the uttermost.
Amen.
He's saving us into His to be with Him, right?
Amen.
To be with Him, just praying for His cares on the earth.
Amen.
Not a small thing, this little phrase, come forward.
Amen.
Before love, come forward.
Amen.
If we feel like we have some supply, come forward.
Amen.
And so we're there interceding with him. We just need to keep coming, right?
Amen.
Coming forward, right? So let's all declare that, Lord, I like to come forward.
Lord, I like to come forward.